You're on Hit This Morning. Now, I am joined by local royalty right now. I've got Lydia Sarks in the studio with me. You're the actress and also the Toyota girl that we all know and love. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaz. How you going?
I'm going well now. Firstly, I'm so stoked to have you here because you've got the local celeb parents. I feel like I'm getting stressed right now. You've got Anthony, Tony and Carol. They're all your fam from Ricardo's Tomatoes and Strawberries, but you're the Toyota girl. And I thought, what better person to get on for Make It Free May than yourself? And look, you always look flawless on the TV screen and everything like that, but have you ever been self-conscious in your life about going outside without makeup?
Oh, all the time. I mean, I might look flawless on television. That's about 2.5 hours worth of hair and makeup, so just remember that. But yeah, I've struggled with acne all through my teens and then got it again when I was an adult.
You got it again?
Yes, I thought that was a sick joke considering the years I'd had it as a teenager. I thought I was done.
Yes, oh my God, that happens.
And now I have a fun thing, pigmentation in my 30s. So yeah, I've constantly got battles with my skin, but I'm a really big advocate for going makeup free.
For me personally, I've said it before on air, but I'll say it again. I am self-conscious about my moles. I used to get concealer and cover them up because I've got one on each side of my face. But for yourself, you had acne at a young age. Did it make you just want to kind of cover it up and just get the makeup, pop it on, and you would feel better after that?
I think it was a bit of a catch-22 because I would put so much makeup on, it just would exacerbate the problem anyway. So learning to tone it back a little bit and let the skin heal and do its thing was really the most useful thing for me to treat it.
Yeah, and look, but at the time, we don't think that.
No,
we think this is going to help it, pop on as much as we need. But if you actually just think about it and think, well, what am I putting on my skin right now? Do you think it's better to kind of spend a little bit more in certain areas or look after your skin a bit better?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd have told teenage Lydia not to wear any makeup, she probably would have laughed you out of town. It was something that I felt like I needed at the time, but I made a decision a while ago to lighten up on my relationship to my aesthetics, and now my approach is to prioritize skincare over makeup. So if I am going to spend 10 minutes on my face in the morning, which I think is more time than I ever want to have to do that,
it's going
to be on targeted serums and creams, and then I'm lucky if I put on a tinted moisturizer in the morning. For me, it's a better use of my time.
The amount of time that we take to put on our makeup and the amount of money that we spend as well is just out of this world. And I had this conversation with one of my friends a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, if we didn't spend all that money and just use products that's actually good for our skin, that's the reason that I'm partaking in Makeup Free May. And excuse the face, I probably should put on some serum or something. For me, it's a little bit, I don't want to say warms my heart, but it does make me feel better that for someone who is in the spotlight all the time, for you to also be okay to not go outside and have to put on a face of makeup or to not look as flawless as you do on the screen is quite comforting.
Yeah, I really appreciate hearing other people who I really look up to and respect doing the same thing. I think there's a real movement at the moment to embrace what we look like naturally, which is, I think, so positive. And I mean, I still really enjoy makeup. I like playing with makeup. I love the artistry of makeup. So I do think there's a time and a place for that. And for me, it's largely around my work. I enjoy now not putting so much pressure on myself when I do just have to step out without it. I'm not panicked. I'm not freaking out. I'm not worried. I'm going to run into someone. They're going to notice that I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah. And that is a legit pressure.
Yeah. I think it's great if someone runs into me and goes, oh my God, you're looking really fresh. And like, that's what I actually look like.
I want the fresh vibe. I want the. If someone says the word fresh, I feel like that's the biggest compliment.
Fresh is good.
2019, we can go to the shops, makeup free. Everyone has something that they don't like about them, whether it's moles, pigmentation, pimples, saggy under eyes. I don't know. Anything like that. But I feel like, look, it is liberating to be able to think it's not natural to wear a huge cake face full of makeup or anything like that. So to be yourself is important. And if there's some kids out there listening, some young girls or young guys who have acne, do you have any messages that you'd like to say to them, Lydia?
Well, firstly, it gets a whole lot better, I promise.
Yes.
And I understand the feeling of waking up and having it and thinking, God, I've got to go about my day looking like this again. That insecurity is real and warranted. I don't want to dismiss it. It is a real battle for a lot of teenagers and a lot of adults as well, as I learned. I mean, if you've got lovely friends and family around you, they're around you because of who you are and what you contribute and the things that make you interesting and unique. So, yeah, I would just try as much as you can to relax the pressures that you're putting on yourself and your aesthetics and your outward appearance and try and really relish the things that make you on the inside.
Lydia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course.
And will you go makeup free for the rest of the day?
Absolutely.
Okay, me too. Join me, sister.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with
Are We Ready?
Cass and Butch. Woo!
on the Mid North Coast Hit.